back here on Giants.com, and it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G. I'm John Schmelk. He's Michael Eisen. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
Let's get right to the questions, and okay. We go to George in Middle Village. With Kevin Booth back in the mix, what do you think is the Giants' most pressing current need?
I would have to say probably linebacker. I think even though we signed Dan Connor to play the middle, I think we're still unsure about what's going to happen on the outside. Could always use speed at linebacker. And we still don't know if Mathias Kiwanuka is going to move back up the defensive line. So I will go with outside linebacker.
All right, question number two. This comes from Steffi down in Florida. Is it more likely that Victor Cruz signs a long-term contract before the season starts, or that he plays under that one-year first-round tender?
I don't know what's in his head right now, but I would say...
That's why you're here. Right?
Yes.
You're going to get inside these guys'
okay.
heads.
I would say it's more likely he will sign the long-term deal. From everything that I've heard, he has been offered quite a bit of money, and to play under a one-year tender carries with a lot of risk. You can get hurt in any game, and then the one-year tender is all you're going to see. So I think it would be wise for him to sign the long-term deal.
To quote Giants owner John Mara, the offer on the table would make him a very wealthy young
yes,
man.
And we've seen what has happened in the past with players like Steve Smith.
And Terrell Thomas.
Terrell Thomas, who had one-year deals and got hurt.
All right. Our third question comes from Pablo in North Bergen. Who will prove to be a better first-round pick for the Giants in the long term, Hakeem Nicks or Jason Pierre-Paul?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Interesting question. I hate to pick one, but I'm going to say... Right now,
it is tough.
I'm going to say Jason Pierre-Paul only because he's been to two Pro Bowls, so he's got a bit of a head start.
And he's been healthier.
And he's been healthier, knock on wood. He has been on the field. I don't think he's missed a game, so I'm going to go with JPP right now.
All right, and our final question that comes from Marcel in Greenwich Village. How often do you think we are going to see the new crown of the helmet call on the tackles or by the running back initiating the contact in 2013? How common will it be?
I think it'll be...
one a week, maybe?
Early in the season, I think you'll see perhaps one a week. But I would say certainly after four or five games, by midseason, the players are going to be used to it. They're going to understand how the officials are calling it. And I think by the end of the year, you'll see it very seldom.
And honestly, I just don't think you get much crown of the helmet contact outside the tackle box. I don't think that play occurs as often as some people
might
think.
No, you really don't. And that's why I don't see it initially being more than really once a week. And by the end of the year, I think it'll be very rare.
Mike, appreciate the time as always.
My pleasure,
and
John.
And good luck to your Syracuse Orange men on
Let's go
Thursday
Orange.
Night.
Thank you.
And I even got the orange shirt for you
That's
today.
Right. That's right. Thank you. I like the orange
I'm
shirt.
Trying to support yeah. you, Mike.
Okay. I appreciate that.
But no orange out of him, so we
sweater,
are disappointed by that. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Eisen's Mailbag on Giants.com. Enjoy your night. We'll see you tomorrow.